General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African Bushveld of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
White hunting in various parts of the African continent took a few years to become a profitable business again after the Second World War. The profession attracted many a man bored with civilian life, as well as those hunters whose worlds had been thrown into chaos by the advent of war. There was a man called Ian Bailey. I knew him in North Africa in 1942. I say that I knew him. I met him once. We talked for an hour, that's all, and during that time he told me of his plans, how he hoped to return to hunting again. The Congo was his love. He was a great authority on gorillas. In 1953, when I was in Stanleyville, I heard of Ian Bailey again and gradually pieced together the pieces that make the picture of his last years. It's a peculiar tale, for although he was always anxious to escape from war, even in civil life, he wasn't free from its coils. I've called my story tonight, The Flight of the Mantis. The Congo has always been a trouble spot, even in the early 50s, but Bailey set up shop there. He did some work for the Albert National Park and worked up a fair reputation for finding just what the photographers wanted. Bailey only handled photographic safaris. He'd had more than enough of guns. He lived 2 miles from the city of Leopoldville, on 15 acres of scrub, banana groves, tropical flower jungles, and rather poorly grown vegetables. He was a bachelor. It was nearly dark when the German came, and Bailey was sitting on his veranda, nursing a sundowner, as was his custom when the light began to go.
Quiet, Jake. That's enough, boy.
That you, Fiala?
Mr. Bailey?
Who's that?
Mr. Bailey, forgive me intruding.
Hello.
Hello. Not a good hour to disturb a man, but they told me this was the 1 hour the day that I would find you here for sure.
Oh, they're right, whoever they may be. A drink?
Oh, I must say yes.
Beer?
Thank you.
Well, I forgot he's gone. Never mind, I'll get it myself. Show me a moment.
Hello, dog. Oh, you're a nice one. Come on. Come on.
Not too cold, I'm afraid. Well, I didn't put the new beer in the fridge.
Oh, no matter.
Well, this'll do while the other's getting iced up. Sorry, you didn't tell me your name.
Hessler. Rudy Hessler.
Mm-hmm. Glad to meet you. I think you'll find that reasonable. Cheers to you.
Cheers. That's good. Now I must tell you why I've come. You are anxious to know.
Oh, not all that anxious. I'm always glad to see a new face.
Mr. Bailey, they tell me that you know all about the gorilla.
Oh, do they? And who are they?
Well, DuPont at the park. Stevens.
Stevens. He's fast becoming my unofficial agent. Mr. Hessler, you don't want to go after gorilla, do you?
That's my intention.
Fine. Well, what do you want? I mean, what have you really come up here for?
The best gorilla pictures I can get. DuPont said Mount Karasimbi.
DuPont could be right. Mount Karasimbi. Well, it's a long time since I was up there. Last few trips I've been to Makena. You've been here long?
Oh, I arrived from Berlin 2 days ago. I'm German, you know.
Yes, I gathered that.
There's no disguising it.
Well, you don't want to, do you?
Oh, no, certainly not.
I'll get some more beer.
Oh, no, please.
So we're going to drink some new toasts to Kara Sindley, Mr. Hesler, and to a new lease of life for Bailey Safari.
Bailey, Mr. Bailey, I know you. Somewhere I've seen your face, I'm sure. Oh, look at that. How beautiful.
Well, here we are.
Look.
Hey, you're in luck. When they sit on you after 6 o'clock, you're in luck. It's a praying mantis.
I know. It's so beautiful, so still and patient. I've seen them before in North Africa.
North Africa?
Yes. You've been north, Mr. Bailey?
Not the Africa I like to remember, Mr. Hesler. I was there under very trying circumstances.
I understand.
Blast, I left the opener inside. Excuse me.
I remember you, Bailey. After so long, you look a little older. Just a little older.
Right, here we are. Oh, when do you want to start, Mr. Hesler?
You must call me Rudy.
Mm-hmm. All right,
first
fine.
Names are necessary for compatriots in the bush. I'd like to start tomorrow, the day after.
I can do, Rudy. Here's to the trip to Karasimbi, to Gorilla. You're a very valuable client, Rudy. Your health.
It's a pleasure. It's mine.
The year was 1950. The war ended 5 years before. Bailey had aged a little. Hesler had changed out of all recognition, but Ian Bailey would never have remembered him anyway. He didn't look closely enough at the face at the time. Hesler, on the other hand, had had a long time in which to trace and remember every feature of the English soldier who had stared down at him in the sand of the hell of North Africa, bayonet in hand.
It's called the Albertine Rift in the Congo. Elsewhere, it's the Great Rift Valley, drained by two rivers, the Nile and the Congo.
Hence, the volcanoes form a watershed between them.
That's right. 8 of them. 2 are still active. But don't worry, Karasimbi's all right. Been dead for donkeys yet. Yeah. Well, we'll be in guerrilla country this time tomorrow. They start at about 7,500 feet.
You say never feels a cold?
Oh, the hair's too thick. Look, you see this?
Wild celery, favorite food of gorillas.
That's right. Look down there, isn't that beautiful? The Hagenia forest, nearly 4,000 feet below us.
Light pink mauve. So many colors.
You want to take a picture?
Yes, I think so.
You never take films, I mean movies.
No, I prefer stills, mm-hmm. Always. Here, one from there. And this one, and down from this angle there. Oh, it's a very lovely sight. If we never find Gorilla, I shall return home with much beauty.
Oh, we'll find Gorilla, I promise you that. I'll stick my neck out for it. Your trip will be complete.
My trip will be complete, Ian Bailey.
Right. Paella, let's get cracking with the tents. Rudy, I apologize for bringing just Paella, but my business has been going downhill, and I got rid of the others. I started out with ideas which were pretty grand.
I understand. Show me what to do, and I'll help.
They camped that night at a height of 8,000 feet. The next day was to be the day of the gorilla. Something was worrying Bailey. He'd started out praising the powers that be for his reversal of his fortunes. In his mind, he'd built a rich and flourishing Bailey Safaris Limited. Now, a third of the way up the ancient volcano, Karasimbi, he felt that there was something, somewhere, that was not good. A ghost was walking somewhere, and he didn't know that ghost's name. Hesler had changed in his manner towards him. At first it seemed as if he might be a friend as well as a client. Now he was a client, and that was all. Correct, polite, helpful. Bailey felt uncomfortable, but he couldn't ask this German why. Germans, he'd known a few in the war years. Ah, perhaps that was it.
Perhaps some of them still felt the shame. Bailey decided to ask over the inevitable drinks that night.
Well, this will warm you, Rudy. You won't get malaria at this altitude. Well, if you do, you'll be the unluckiest man I've ever known. Have you ever had it?
Malaria?
Yes. Got some more wood there, Parlour?
Yes, boss.
Yeah, boss.
Stick it right on. Come on. Okay, you can turn in now. The tent all right?
Oh, it's very good, boss.
We're starting as soon as it's light, okay?
Okay, boss.
Good luck, then. It's a bit broken my heart to have got rid of him like the others. Been with me for, quite a couple of years now. You've had malaria, have you?
Yes, I caught it twice. I had it very badly once in the Hellfire Pass.
The Hellfire Pass? It was bad there.
Yes, very bad. Mm. Do you remember it, Mr. Bailey?
Your chaps gave us a run for our money, all right?
Did we? It was so hot. I remember I wanted to be in Berlin, not in Africa. The Mediterranean Sea was the bluest sea I've ever seen. Do you remember Sidi Rezek, Mr. Bailey?
Nothing left of the big tank, Harker.
Shall I go down, sir?
We both go down. Anything left alive down there, we'll flay them alive. I've had about enough of this day.
Rommel's doing his nut over there.
Well, let's go down. Careful. The escarpment's pretty nasty in places.
This little piece of machinery will take us anywhere, Mr. Bailey. I'm going to save off a dozen of these and flog them to farmers out of the war.
After the war? We're going to fight the blasted Jerry in this oven for the rest of our lives, don't you know? Let's go down.
Careful, sir. There may be some of them still alive.
In that mess? Not a chance.
I'll take this side, sir.
Well, there's nothing here, Harker. They carved it, the lot of them. I think that... Harker!
Sir!
Come here.
Sir! He's still alive.
Yes. Well, what do you know? Alive Jerry. Must have been blown clean out of the tank.
He's got all photographs around him, sir. Look.
He looks like his... wife and
his... and his kids or something. Poor beggar.
Poor beggar.
Hey, wait a minute, sir.
Poor beggar be blown.
No, there's no need for that, sir. Look, he's looking. Hadn't we better...
Yes, we had. He's a German soldier, Harker, the enemy, remember? I don't get too soft. Now, give me your bayonet.
Bayonet, sir?
Bayonet, Harker, bayonet. That's an order. Come on, man, look sharp about it.
But, Mr. Bailey...
Your bayonet, Harker. Or a court-martial. Which do you prefer?
No, sir. No, sir, you can't.
Do you remember Sidi Rezek, Mr. Bailey? Do you remember the heat? The way the sand stung one's eyes... The way the sun made one's head pound like a giant's drum. And all the while the Mediterranean sparkled and shone. There's a symphony to be written. A symphony of wind and bullets and desert pain. I may write it. What do you think, Mr. Bailey?
There was something about you. I couldn't place it. Not at first.
I knew you almost at once. The night on your veranda... As the little mantis, the praying mantis, flew into the black beyond the light and the drinks and the good fellowship, I suddenly knew you and I felt sick. There. See, Eon Bailey, do you like that? It's not pretty, my chest. I should have died, but a miracle happened. As he came and he found me. I've often wondered what happened to the man who did this. I expected to meet you, so I had no idea... Here in the Congo. But the world is not big enough.
I'm sorry. What do you want?
I don't know. 5 years ago, I would have known. But now, I do not know. No, Mr. Bailey, not your gun.
What are you doing? I wasn't going to...
Führer, but this time I am first. You will listen to me, otherwise I shall shoot you.
Look, this is crazy. I said I'm sorry.
Apologies are not enough. 5 years and now I found you. What I shall do now, I do not know. Only one thing is clear. I shall never let you go.
The third actor in the drama was born under the tree line on Karasimbi. The leopard had attained the length of 8 feet and was 4 years old. Some fate had preordained that these three should meet on the slopes of the old volcano. The two, far from their places of birth, the one a mere 10 miles from cubhood. Bailey was afraid. Hessler was excited with a power he couldn't control. The leopard, as yet unaware of the men, was watching the moon from a great rock on the fringe of the Hagenia forest. The night was black. A million crickets trilled.
We came here to stalk the great gorilla, Mr. Bailey. An animal hunt. The prize? Pictures of the shyest creature in the Belgian Congo. I've lost interest. Instead, I shall hunt a man. The prize? The destruction of a ghost that has troubled me for so many years. You.
Me?
You have 10 minutes from the first light of dawn.
But I don't understand.
You don't understand. You've suddenly become all stupid, Mr. Bailey.
But you can't hunt me. I'm not an animal.
On the contrary, I think you are. But pardon me, I do the creatures wrong. I insult them by aligning them with yourself.
I know this forest, Hester.
Bravo, then you might escape.
You won't catch me. I know every inch of it.
Then you should be confident. You will go unarmed.
What?
Even as I was unarmed below the Hellfire Pass. I think your chances are greater than mine were then. Bailey, it was not the killing of me I objected to, even the way you chose. So savage and unnecessary, it did not make me hate you. No, it was your boots upon my pictures. The pictures of my family. They were all I had of them. I never saw them again. They were killed in the bombing. As I saw you kicking at them, jabbing at their faces with your bayonet, and you hate for the first time. Our bargain is this, Bailey. At dawn, you run. Understand? Run. I shall follow after 10 minutes.
How do I know you won't shoot me?
That you must worry about. At dawn, you run. I shall follow, and when I catch you, I will kill you.
The dark began to go. The eastern sky began to lighten. It became the color of a deep sea, of a shallow sea, of a mussel shell. And then the birds awoke. And the sun began to heave its way over the horizon, painfully at first, like a world in childbirth.
Now, Bailey. Now.
Well,
I will not accompany you. I shall explain to him.
You're
wasting time, my friend.
I'll see you dead, Hessler.
Get out!
Rest. 2 minutes. If I can keep going, I'll be in the bamboos soon. Then I'll be safe. It's crazy. It's crazy. 8 years ago. Eight. War. It was war.
War's no excuse for behaving like a beast.
I stuck a bayonet in him, that's all.
Did you enjoy it? Did you? Did you enjoy the feel of the blade sinking through flesh? Helpless flesh? A bullet. That's what was called for, a bullet clean and compassionate.
Compassion? Where's the compassion in war?
Many men showed such equality. You were an officer, Bailey. Harker didn't like what you did. He had compassion.
Harker's dead.
The photograph, Bailey. What about the photographs? Was their destruction in front of a dying man necessary?
He didn't die. That's just it. He didn't die. Why didn't he die? I've got to go. I've got to get in the bamboos. And then... Night. What can I do at night? Got to make it fast. No fuel for fire. Nothing. Nothing.
The chase continued. Hester lost the Englishman for an hour at one stage, but the advantage was his. Climbing an outcropping of petrified lava rock, he found Bailey in his glasses, less than a mile away, travelling in a northwesterly direction where Mount Fisoki lay, and beyond that, the slopes of Mikano. The leopard was running a course parallel to the hunter and the hunted, but disregarding all geometrical rules, their lines were destined to cross.
You're the right, Bailey. This is your forest. I shall have to be very clever if I'm not to lose you. I must take him before dark.
The edge of the bamboos came at 5,500 feet on this side of Karasimbi slopes. Bailey reached their shelter 2 o'clock. And here his luck ran out.
I have to find something to climb into tonight. You'll never understand why it takes so long to travel down. It should be so easy. My ankle!
Hessler had lost his quarry. The same dense, tangled forest stretched to the south where Lake Kivu hid beyond the green and yellow and scarlet and the haze the heat made. The forest crawled down to the west. Kibumbu was only 50 miles away. The forest straggled into the bamboo to the east. Hessler had not seen the greyness that was Mount Fisoki for more than an hour. He stood undecided, and then the bird cried.
You are disturbed, my flying friend. Now, what disturbed you?
This is as far as you go, Bailey. Plastered ankle swelling badly already. If Heslick comes now, my only hope is that he passes me and gets lost. One thing's for sure. He won't make it to the bottom before the night. And then... then what'll I... what'll I do?
Imagine a triangle upon its point. A giant triangle laid in the forest of Karasimbi. The base to the north, the apex to the south. At the eastern and western points were 2 men, one of them hidden, lying down, afraid. The other listening, intent. At the apex of the triangle, also listening, was the leopard. What makes a leopard run? What made this leopard run? He had no knowledge of the men. No knowledge until now. Bailey sweated, bit his tongue to prevent himself from crying out. Hessler moved into the bamboo. The leopard moved towards the 2 men. Then all 3 were motionless, listening. The sun began its downward journey back to the horizon from whence it had come in a new day's birth.
Bailey! Bailey! You are here, close. I know you are close. I feel your presence here, Bailey.
Hessler! Hessler! I'm sorry, Hessler!
Bailey, I told you you would not escape.
My ankle. I've hurt my ankle.
The German raised the rifle, and then suddenly the hate went from him. It melted away as dew melts before the sun's heat. He was suddenly tired.
Hessler! Shoot! For pity's sake, shoot! I don't care! What are you doing?
In a clump of dark green foliage, covered in brightly colored forest flowers which were beginning to close after the heat of the day, the leopard crouched, its eyes darting from one man to the other. Hessler sat down.
Hessler! Hessler, what are you doing?
Sitting down.
Sitting down.
A mantis, colored green like the forest, settled upon Bailey's leg. He watched the insect, fascinated. Does it gain its name from its attitude of prayer, or from its habits which are predatory?
Get off!
Then Ian Bailey moved his leg swiftly, and the mantis flew into the air.
The leopard, attracted by the sudden movement, struck. Hessler sprang to his feet, raised his gun, pressed the trigger, and a dull click was the result. The gun wasn't even loaded. Perhaps he never meant to kill Bailey. The German found a bullet, pressed it into the breech, and fired. The animal died at once. Hessler walked slowly towards Bailey. He lay 6 or 7 feet from the dead leopard.
Bailey, in a way, I'm sorry. Now I shall not know whether I meant to shoot you. Now it's all over. Perhaps we both should have died in the desert.
The German walked away slowly. There was no hate in his heart. No hate, no desire. Instead, a kind of regret, a dissatisfaction with things. The light went slowly from the forest. The mantis was motionless in the darker green of the foliage. On the 8,000 feet forest line, Paella gathered wood for another night. The green turned into black. And the mantis flew away.
Join us again next week for another story of the African bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.